Jerry Bader Show 936. Three funny stories for you. Two of them from last night, one of them from recently that I shared with Jason that I had forgotten to share on the air. So last night, I was really tired, and I whined about it yesterday on the air. I know that I was out in the cold Saturday and Sunday. It just caught up with me last night. My wife and I did the last round of Thanksgiving shopping, and I was starving because here's what she's doing. So she's reciting the menu and the things she's going to make while we're shopping. It's like, stop! I just got so hungry. So we got home, helped her unload the groceries, did all of that, about 10 to 9, and she could see I was getting ready for bed. And so you go into bed, I'm like, yeah, I'm tired. I mean, I am really tired. So I asked her, would you please remember to let the dog out before you go to bed for the night, because I'll be up at 3 in the morning if you don't. So I was up at 3:45. I immediately thought, oh, but I asked you, couldn't you put the dog? Well, she did. She did. But the dog was in there and awake. Okay, so I let her out, and in fact, she was out there a while, so looks like she went. Okay. Then at 4:45, the phone rings. It was somebody who was going through messages. I'm not going to say anything about what it was about. And they accidentally called. They work very early morning. It was an axe because I called back at 6:30. They found out who it was. All right, just wanted to make sure you weren't a telemarketer or something. So it's fine. And then the dog was all awake then. And I get up at 5 anyway. So, all right. So I started doing show prep. Little after 5, fire up the laptop, and I have an email from a listener saying there were loud booms about 3:30, 3:45 that freaked their dog out. Their dog woke him up and then heard the booms. I shared this with our newsroom here in Green Bay. I haven't heard anything about if anyone else, I don't know. If you experience that in the Green Bay area and you want to either email or give Jason a call, I mean, if you heard it or if you know anything about it, that's fine. But apparently that's what set her off. I didn't hear it. That part didn't wake me up. So this happened last week, and I shared this with Jason, and I forgot to share it on the air. So I let her out. I get up. I shower. I do all of that. And then as I'm firing up the computer, she usually wants to go out, the dog, about 4:45. She has been great about not barking. I had our other dog, what Jason now knows where this is going. Our other dog, our first dog, family dog, was really bad that way, and I had to really police her. Bailey, it takes a lot to get her to bark. It takes quite a bit. So I have gotten into the habit. I just have my robe on. I'm not dressed, and I let her out because there hasn't been a problem where I have to go out there and chase her. So she barks. Now, she doesn't go, rrr, 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 rrr. She, rrr. And I go out and I call her, and I call her. So this is when it had turned cold last week already. I go out there in my robe, nothing on my feet, figuring I'm just going to get her in. It'll be quick. Well, now she's crying. And she's got her nose glued to this wood pile that I have on the north side of the house where we took a tree down last year. Apparently, I've been off the farm too long, and it didn't occur to me what was going on. How could I have not figured that out? Do you know how stupid I feel now? So it's like, what are you doing? I should have known what she was doing. She had an animal cornered in there, trapped in there. How could I not? Have I really been that removed from animals, really? That I didn't know what was going on. So I get her by the collar to try to pull her away from there. And what I believe to be a squirrel, but it jumped so fast. It actually could have been a rabbit, but I'm almost certain that it was a squirrel. Just does the thing that they do. You know, it's spread eagle, essentially, and tries to freak out what's ever pursuing it. Freaked me out. Didn't freak the dog out at all, and the squirrel went right for the gate, and under the gate and gone. The dog refused to give up. I don't even know if they remember. I don't know how this works with dogs. If it even remember there was an animal there, or if she just goes back to her nose and she can smell the scent from the woodpile to the gate. I don't know. But she kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But she wasn't barking. Kept going back and forth. And now my feet are really starting to get cold. I've been out there for a couple of minutes now. I'm barefoot. It's like, you got to come in. And I finally was able to grab her by the collar at one point as she was going back and forth. In my robe, dragged her back. Thank God it is dark this time of year at 5:20 in the morning. Well, so I've learned my lesson. Now I'm getting dressed. Where's a video camera? Where's a self? Yeah, thank God. I didn't think about that. I mean, I literally thanked God that it was dark. I did. Oh, yeah. Oh, wouldn't that just be beautiful? Wouldn't that just be, that would just absolutely be my luck. It just would. All right, before we get to something where I'm going to ask your thoughts, I want to share this. As I said, I did not ask the governor about John Doe 2.0. The Journal Times of Racine did an editorial. This would have been over the weekend. This editorial would have been over the weekend. Journal Times, I believe it was in Sunday's print editions. Journal Times editorial. No more politically motivated John Doe probes. I want to share this with you. A political campaign is not and should not be allowed to work directly with an issue ag group, one of those groups which is not allowed to specifically endorse a candidate but makes it clear whom it thinks you definitely should not vote for. Such coordination is against the law. If such conduct is found, it should be prosecuted. But we can't help but see political motivations in the John Doe investigation, which is reportedly going on here in the Badger State, with regard to the 2012 election in which Governor Scott Walker withstood a recall challenge and the 2011-2012 recall efforts against state legislators. Special Prosecutor Francis Schmitz, appointed by the Milwaukee County DA's office, is conducting a John Doe investigation. Under the state's John Doe law, the target of a subpoena is not allowed to disclose the subpoena to anyone but his or her attorneys. As in grand jury proceedings, a John Doe prosecutor can conduct an investigation, including searches, but the target is not allowed to publicly defend himself or herself. There are certainly justifications to be made for keeping grand jury or John Doe investigation secret to protect the safety of a witness or to prevent evidence from disappearing. But to use such legal tactics with regard to political activity seems in itself a political act, and that should not be a part of our judicial system. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that it had seen subpoenas which demand all memoranda, email, correspondence, and communications, both internally and between the subpoena target and some 29 conservative groups, including Wisconsin and national nonprofits, political vendors, and party committees. The groups include the League of American Voters, Wisconsin Family Action, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin, American Crossroads, the Republican Governors Association, Friends of Scott Walker, that's his campaign, and the Republican Party of Wisconsin. One subpoena, the Journal reported, demands all records of income received, including fundraising information and the identity of persons contributing to the corporation. As the Journal put it in its editorial, in other words, tell us who your donors are. The Journal's source is Eric O'Keefe, director of the Wisconsin Club for Growth, which advocates lower taxes, limited government, and other conservative priorities. O'Keefe came forward, the Journal said, because he wants the public to know what's happening. It is troubling to think that Special Prosecutor Schmitz is only going after conservative groups. If that is the case, that's politically motivated and an obvious abuse of power. Liberal groups might also be under investigation, but we don't know because O'Keefe didn't say anything about them, which is what you do when you want to claim your side's being unfairly targeted. More political motivation. Okay, that's where this editorial tries to say, well, maybe they are, and he just didn't say. You think that if the large number of liberal groups are being targeted the way conservative groups are, that wouldn't get out? Really? Really? I would be willing to bet one of my baby toes. Oh, maybe not. Jason says, be careful because they could throw, yeah, they could throw liberal groups in. And in fact, now they might do just that. Who knows? We have an especially, let me try that again. We've had an especially bruising past 3 years in Wisconsin politics. Earlier this month, when there was overwhelming bipartisan support among local state legislators for doubling the historic tax credit in Racine, it was a surprise that it was a little too pleasant. It had been a while since we'd seen Democrats and Republicans in Madison agree on anything. In that context, secret investigations of political activity can't help but have a partisan stench. As we have many times, we quote the state, I'm sorry, the late Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis with regard to government out in the open. Sunlight is said to be the best of disinfectants. Schmitz's John Doe investigation should either produce charges, and this is where they finally get to their point. This John Doe investigation should either produce charges swiftly or be shut down swiftly. And that last point on their part is the most important point. This is how you're going to know that this is a witch hunt when it goes on and on and on and on, as did John Doe 1.0. You know why? Because they weren't finding what they wanted. They found precious little, really. And they kept looking and kept looking and kept looking and kept looking and kept looking. And in fact, before they concluded John Doe 1.0, they knew they weren't going to find anything. You know how you know that? Because they started John Doe 2.0 before they concluded John Doe 1.0. Even the media, and by the way, even the Journal Sentinel seems to kind of get the feel here of what's going on. It's 9:48.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.